USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining WNBA star Brittany Griner. Griner is being sentenced to 9 years in prison after being found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. Griner pled guilty to bringing marijuana into Russia and has been in prison in Russia since February. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the oversight of the FBI. Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Chuck Grassley of Iowa, he's a Republican, he believes that the credibility of the FBI is on the line and accuses them of ignoring tips about the president's son, Hunter.
The FBI headquarters team falsely labeled Hunter Biden information as you-know-what disinformation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended State Attorney Andrew Warren of Hillsborough County. The governor claiming that Warren did not uphold state laws banning abortion and medical procedures for transgender children. He's replaced the state attorney with Judge Susan Lopez, who says that she will faithfully execute the duties required by her role.
I hold the utmost respect for our state laws, and I understand the important role that the state attorney plays in ensuring the safety of our community.
It's not yet clear if Warren plans to challenge his suspension. A hearing for the Uvalde, Texas School District Police Chief is being postponed. Chief Peter Rondo is on unpaid leave after being blamed for mishandling a massacre that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. The new date of the postponed hearing hasn't been announced. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Historic high temperatures are expected throughout the Northeast on Thursday. The New York Times saying parts of New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire could see their hottest temperatures in nearly 80 years. Boston could reach 99 degrees, breaking a record set back in 1928. The former vice president is calling attention to high gas prices across the country.
Former Vice President Mike Pence pumped gas in Hobart, Indiana, as part of an event hosted by Americans for Prosperity. During the True Cost of Washington gas price drop, organizers lowered the price of gas to $2.38, which they say was the national average when President Biden came into office.
Gasoline prices have risen, created great hardship on families here in Indiana and all across the country. Not because of the war in Ukraine. Gasoline prices have risen because of the Biden administration's war on energy.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hollywood stars are being called out for their hypocrisy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Celebrities pretending to care for the environment are being called out for their carbon footprint. A recent report from Yard, a UK marketing firm, found that musician Taylor Swift's flying habits put her atop the list of celebrity emission offenders.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.